What's it like for the children who have come into the United States, possibly illegally, from Mexico and Central America? It is a difficult and stressful journey and transition, and it's a story that is told in a new children's book titled Sometimes. The book is directed at kids who are aged 4 to 8. The author is Texas educator John Seidlitz.
Sometimes is the story of two kids from Mexico, Andres and Clara, and their journey to the United States and their experience arriving at an American public school, and then kind of some of the support that they get, and then some of the drama that they experience coming to the United States.
It's not clear in the book if Andres and Clara are in the country legally or not.
No, in a sense, when teachers are working with students from Central America, from El Salvador, and from Mexico, we don't really approach the kids from the standpoint of, are you illegal, or at least we shouldn't, or are you documented or undocumented? We don't. That's not an approach that we really want to take when we're teaching kids. And I thought, in constructing the book, I didn't want the reader to sort of walk away thinking, okay, well, I can support these kids' stories because they're documented kids, and this is a narrative that I'm comfortable with. I really wanted the reader to see that these are just kids coming from San Felipe, Mexico, to the United States, that are typical of a lot of the kids that we get from Latin America that have a story and that are a part of our classroom communities that we are experiencing as our neighbors and our students.
Who did you write this book for? Is it for the children who have gone through this process and helped them feel normalized, or is it for other kids in the classroom that may come in contact with them, or for kids that may not have ever come in contact with them?
I would say yes, all three. I taught social studies in Floresville, right next to San Antonio for years, and it was secondary social studies. And I taught at the middle and high school in Floresville. And I used picture books a lot in teaching. And I used, one of my favorites was Eve Bunting's The Wall, which told the story of the Vietnam War Memorial. And I also used one, but Tomas Rivera has a great book called Tomas and the Library Lady. And then there's also Carmen Tafoya, but there's a lot of different books out there that are great kids' books. And I didn't use them to analyze the literature, but really to provoke really good discussions that would bring up a lot of issues with the kids. And what I found was that a kid's book is really a way to instantly penetrate the heart of an issue and provoke a lot of empathy as well as really good discussions. And my impression in working, part of what I do is work with teachers to help kids who are immigrant kids. I mean, I work with English language acquisition and supporting teachers in schools, helping kids who are coming to the United States who have limited English proficiency. And what I noticed was a lot of times once they hear a good story, once they encounter a story of a kid, it can completely change their hearts. And that story can come through literature or it can come through a personal experience. But my feeling was that by having a kid's book out there that teachers could read with their kids or parents could read with their kids, that told the story of some, I wouldn't say typical, because there's a lot of different kids coming from different Spanish-speaking countries to the United States, but that told a story of some kids that are a lot like a lot of the kids that they're going to have, that it might open up their hearts to having more empathy towards that experience. On the other hand, we know that a lot of our kids don't hear stories that sound like them, that sound like their experiences. And as an ESL and history teacher, I'd love to read a story or pick up that picture book that would just tell my kids stories, and they'd read that and say, yes, that's me. I recognize myself in that. And that I'm really a part of this classroom. I'm a part of this community because that's my story.
The title of the book is Sometimes, and that seems to me to be cautionary but optimistic at the same time. Good things will happen to you eventually, sometimes, maybe. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you caught it, David. I mean, it's in my perspective, we thought about sometimes because things don't always work out well for our kids, who they sometimes do and they sometimes don't. Some things in the story work out well for the kids and some things don't. And I think also another piece of that is that what we do makes a difference. The teacher in there, Mr. Trevor, who kind of greets them in Spanish with an American accent, and he kind of makes them feel welcome. He had a big effect on their future in a way, or it sort of seems that way in the story anyway, depending. I mean, they're elementary kids, but his making them feel welcome, his making them feel a part of the community, his reaching out to them in their native language, all those things he does create a potential for hope for the kids. So they're able to feel included as a part of the school. But sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we don't reach out and help the kids feel kind of welcomed and celebrated. And when that doesn't happen, then sometimes it doesn't work out. And so the title sometimes is kind of also a little bit deliberately ambiguous. And then what we do can make a difference for kids, but sometimes things don't work out as we hope.
There's a lot of things you could have focused on in telling the story of two children, a boy and a girl, coming El Norte. But you focus on a lot of the emotional elements of the transition. We see them pulled from the familiar into the unfamiliar, and frequently they're crying. They're having a hard time with this. Why is that what you focused on?
I think it's my experience teaching kids. I mentioned earlier that I taught ESL and social studies in Floresville, and I work with a lot of teachers working with kids. And it's the emotions that the affective experience of the kids that really speaks to me. And what I've seen in working with teachers, sometimes teachers, we feel so overwhelmed. I mean, we're dealing with so much with accountability and all the changes in policy and standardized testing. All this stuff is on our heads. And then on top of that, we have kids coming in our classrooms that are very diverse. And sometimes it's not that we don't have the heart for kids. It's just that teachers are very busy people. And but what I've seen in working with teachers, if I'm just telling them techniques, like here's how you help kids and here's how you can help kids to acquire English and give them a list of ideas, it doesn't really affect teachers as much as when I share with them stories of students I've taught, and when I share with them stories provide them an opportunity to share stories with each other about kids they've taught. And the emotional side of it, the inner side of it, is a huge part of it. Kids aren't just statistics. They're not just data. They're not just a demographic. There's kids behind those numbers. There's real stories of real lives. And to me, when you mentioned earlier opening up kids to, was it for kids or for teachers? If a teacher reads this book with kids, or a parent reads this book with their kids, that emotional side of it is what's really going to open them up to hearing the other kids' stories.
Right now in the general conversation, adult conversations across America, a lot of it has to do with immigration in regards to politics. Do you think our kids are hearing some of that conversations about we got to build a giant wall on the border and we've got to get rid of these refugees, and this book will help decode that for them in a positive way?
I hope so, because I think we think kids sometimes aren't hearing these adult conversations, but they really are. And I know from my own kids shared with me stories, and my kids are bicultural kids. I mean, they've shared with me things that have been said to them at school. I'm even remembering it sounds like a small thing, but I remember when actually it's not a small thing. My daughter was in kindergarten and we were at a gym and just dropped her off to go to play there at the gym. And the lady who was taking care of the kids there at the gym, at the childcare, heard her speaking Spanish and said to her, "This is America. We speak English here." And when we got home with our daughter later and she told us kind of of course we're upset and all that. But the main thing that happened was she didn't want to speak Spanish after that. It was really hard to get her to talk. She would answer us in English. And this is not somebody she knew well. It wasn't somebody that she cared about, but suddenly Spanish, for the first time in her life, Spanish was something to be embarrassed about. And it took a long time for us to sort of rebuild that pride in her and that sense of being proud of who she is. And I think that when kids hear these stories, these political stories, we're hearing it as politics and lining up on either side of an issue. But there are real people that are underneath those stories. And I'm hoping that it can be one piece of the puzzle. There's lots of great stuff going on out there, but I hope that my hope was that through a picture book, through a kid's story, that it would humanize this a little bit for kids and for teachers that would come across the story to think about the real people that are behind those numbers.
John Seidlitz is the author of Sometimes, a children's picture book about kids dealing with immigration, possibly illegal immigration. It's available on Amazon.com.